in the limelight. While health authorities around the world are collecting and sharing data on the spread of new coronavirus variant, the fear is that in countries in the developing world with less robust monitoring systems, the Delta variant of the virus may already have spread much further than has been reported. We're prepared for you an article written by Peter Beaumont. The piece is titled Delta Variant of COVID Spreading Rapidly and Detected in 74 Countries. The article has been published by the British newspaper The Guardian. The Delta variant of COVID-19, first identified in India, has been detected in 74 countries and continues to spread rapidly amid fears that it is poised to become the dominant strain worldwide. Outbreaks of the Delta variant of the coronavirus have been confirmed in China, the United States, in Africa, Scandinavia, and in Pacific Rim countries. Scientists report that it appears to be more transmissible, as well as to cause more serious illness. According to the former Food and Drug Administration Commissioner, Scott Gottlieb, in the United States, cases of the Delta variant are doubling roughly every 2 weeks and account for 10% of all new cases, whilst in the United Kingdom, it accounts for more than 90% of new cases. While health authorities around the world are collecting and sharing data on the spread of the new variant, the fear is that in countries in the developing world with less robust monitoring systems, the Delta variant of the coronavirus may already have spread much further than has been reported. Ashish Jha, the Dean of the Brown University School of Public Health in the United States, recently called the Delta variant the most contagious variant we've seen so far. As in introductions of previous strains of coronavirus during the pandemic, the Delta variant is proving to be pernicious and effective in avoiding border controls and quarantine measures. As with previous variants, Delta variant is proving to be effective in avoiding existing borders and quarantine measures. In Australia, cases have been seen in Melbourne despite strict controls. The World Health Organization, WHO, designated Delta as a variant of interest in April and a variant of concern on 11th of May. It appears to cause more severe symptoms, according to evidence seen from India and elsewhere, including stomach pain, nausea, vomiting, loss of appetite, hearing loss, and joint pain. The evidence from Guangzhou in China in particular has been concerning. There, health officials have reported 12% of patients becoming severely or critically ill within 3 to 4 days of the onset of symptoms, up to 4 times higher than in previous outbreaks, and sick individuals infecting more people. Research in China, mirroring, in broad terms, that in the United Kingdom, where the Delta variant has become dominant, has also found the strain appears to be somewhat more resistant to vaccines, in particular to a single dose of the vaccine, all of which has prompted renewed debate over how governments should be responding to the Delta variant of the coronavirus. Amid the difficulties in preventing the spread of the variant globally, different countries are attempting different approaches to try to control its spread. Perhaps most fundamental, as was also seen in the initial outbreak of coronavirus in Wuhan in China, has been China's approach after its first confirmed case of the Delta variant in a 75-year-old woman in Liwan, a district of the southern city of Guangzhou, after visiting a restaurant. It prompted new measures including driverless shuttle vehicles delivering food and supplies to tens of thousands of people in districts that are under a strict lockdown, while a fleet of 60 drones ensures people stay indoors. Indonesia said on Monday, 14th of June, it expected that a new wave of coronavirus infections would peak in early July, as the Delta variant of the virus becomes more dominant in some areas and with the occupancy of hospitals in Jakarta hitting 75%. Caseloads in India have been dropping in recent weeks, and the United Kingdom in particular is being watched closely as the canary in the coal mine by countries whose vaccination programs are already advanced, such as the United States and some Persian Gulf countries, who are keen to understand what the advent of the Delta variant means for hospitalizations and for deaths. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, the former Food and Drug Administration Commissioner Scott Gottlieb, who is on the board of Pfizer and has written a book on the pandemic, said it was inevitable that the Delta variant of the virus would become dominant in the United States. Scott Gottlieb said, "Look, and it's going to continue to spread. It's concerning. It appears to be more transmissible, so this is more contagious. It appears that people who get this virus have higher viral loads, and they have those viral loads for longer periods of time," he added. "Right now, in the United States, it's about 10% of infections. It's doubling every 2 weeks, so it's probably going to become the dominant strain in the United States." Scott Gottlieb's comments echoed those of Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, who recently warned that the United States could not allow the Delta variant of the coronavirus to become dominant, as had happened in the United Kingdom. Anthony Fauci said, "Clearly now its transmissibility appears to be greater than the wild type," adding, "This is a situation the way it was in England, where they had a B.1.1.7 alpha variant dominant, and then the Delta variant took over. We cannot let that happen in the United States." However, for now, the US, where 43.6% of adults are fully vaccinated, is sticking to its policy of protecting against the variant through encouraging vaccinations, with little pressure for renewed lockdowns or similar restrictions. While concern is mounting in countries with well-developed health systems and vaccine programs, most worrying is the potential impact of the Delta variant of the virus in poorer countries. Hospitals in the Democratic Republic of Congo's capital, Kinshasa, have been overwhelmed by a rise in COVID infections. The president of the Democratic Republic of Congo, Felix Tshisekedi, said the country was in the midst of a third wave driven in part by the Delta variant of the coronavirus. Without specifying what measures he planned, President Tshisekedi said, "I'm going to take drastic measures to deal with this upsurge of the disease. We're talking about the Indian variant in particular." The Zimbabwean government announced at the weekend a 2-week localized lockdown for Hurungwe and Kariba districts after detecting the Delta variant of the virus there. The Zimbabwean government said more than 40 cases had been recorded in the last 3 days.